You're listening to episode 65 of the ESL Teaching Podcast. I love technology, and while I don't consider myself as savvy with a phone or a computer as some of my students and my own kids, I do appreciate the opportunities that we as educators get through technology nowadays. And there are so many fantastic tools. When used with purpose and care, they truly help enhance our lessons. Frequently, I find myself discovering a new feature in Canva or successfully implementing a bell ringer with a Pear Deck and having no time to share my excitement with other teachers. So this episode is for you to find out, learn, and get excited about the possibilities of technology in your classroom. You'll hear about websites and platforms that I use very frequently and that can be utilized for teaching all language domains to your English learners. In previous episodes, I had mentioned Padlet and Jamboard, but there are countless of others that have been rocking my teaching world, and it is my hope that this episode will inspire you to try them out. So without further ado, let's get to the episode. Welcome to the ESL Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Yeva Grosslis, otherwise known as Simply Yeva, and I am so thankful that you tuned in. I'm looking forward to sharing both my knowledge and experience on this podcast, as well as that of my fellow teachers. Hello, hello, everyone. It is technology time on the ESL Teaching Podcast. Before I dive into sharing about my favorite tech tools as of late, I want to do a disclaimer. Just like everyone else who lived pre-Google, pre-Facebook, and pre-YouTube, deep down I feel a bit behind in all tech trends and not as fast as my students at it. And that is totally okay. So if you're with me, you're in the right place. I like to pick a tool and stick with it for a while until something better comes along, or rather until something I feel I have the time and energy to devote to learning about. And also in this episode, I'm not going to talk about ChatGPT or any artificial intelligence tools simply because I'm still exploring them and how they can be used ethically both by teachers and students, although I'm excited about the possibilities they offer for education. So this episode is going to be strictly about the simpler tools that I use in my classroom and that have enhanced my teaching greatly. All right, now that we got that out of the way, here goes. So my students, and I'm willing to bet yours, are on their Chromebooks and phones a lot. Again, if you are just tuning in, I work mostly with middle and high school students, and I know a lot of technology is used in elementary schools as well, but it might be a little bit different. So for me, it makes sense to start a lesson or give an assignment online because my students are quite familiar with this medium. Now, the first must-have in my classroom is Google Docs, Slides, and Sheets. And thankfully, this is what my district uses, and this is what I'm most comfortable with. Google Docs is so widely used, I think, that I almost didn't include it in this episode, but I wanted to share with you why I find Google Docs and Slides and Sheets so valuable. Now, my favorite features of this app is that they're saved in Google Drive, and I can access my lessons and my plans and pacing guides and everything you need from anywhere. Maybe I'm aging myself, but I still remember the thumb drives where I used to save my university papers if I wanted to bring them from one computer to another. At the time, it seemed cool and like a great solution until Google Docs came out, and the rest is history. I am so glad that I can access my documents from anywhere. Now, in addition to being so accessible, it is also easy for students to share their writing with me in a Google Doc, and I can suggest, edit, and comment in real time. I've done it many times where students share their work and we can collaborate like this, but this is just student-teacher collaboration. You can also assign your writing collaboration between the students. This can also be done inside Google Docs very easily, and you as the teacher would be able to see the suggestions and the comments made by the peers. I am most familiar with Google Classroom, and Google products work really well with this online platform because you can attach, make copies for each student, or have documents in read-only format right from the comfort of your own drive. I have saved so many documents, you know, downloaded them onto my computer that I couldn't find where they were, and then I couldn't remember how I named them. So having everything in Google Drive and having, you know, the organization there that I have really, really is helpful. I also use Google Slides a lot for my lessons. Typically, I use like a daily slide that lists an agenda for the day to day, you know, for the day. I also use it for vocabulary presentations, interactive assignments, and so on. So again, as I mentioned, I work with middle and high school ELs. They seem to be pretty familiar with these apps, which makes it even easier for me to focus on the actual teaching of language rather than explaining the technology. The second must-have tool in my classroom is Canva. I have used Canva in my business for years, and every single time I open it, I find something that I hadn't known about, and I get so excited. For example, just recently, I realized that I had not been uploading many videos into my YouTube channel simply because I couldn't find a tool that would be easy to use to edit videos. Well, Canva delivered. If you've never heard of it, Canva is a free online graphic design tool. You can use it to create presentations, posters, videos, and so much more. It is very intuitive and very easy to learn. However, it has so much that I recommend you devoting an hour or two just kind of like perusing and getting acquainted with the whole platform. Our school purchased the subscription, so we have access as educators. And if your school has Canva for Education, you will have a lot of cool features available to you. In my class, I have used Canva to create presentations and worksheets. It has thousands of templates to get your creative juices going. In addition, everything is in one place, so you can grab an image or an icon to liven up your presentation. You can change the colors and fonts to your liking. You can even give it instructions to come up with an image for you, which is the latest feature of artificial intelligence in action. I haven't used it very much, but I already saw the possibilities in other presentations. As a teacher, I already mentioned that I use Canva for presentations and creating worksheets. And here are some ideas of how you can use Canva to help students learn and practice English. Now, tip number one is do a lesson on how to use Canva. Again, if a lot of students are familiar with Google Slides, Canva might be a newer tool for them. So I like to take it as an opportunity to use this as a language lesson. It lends itself beautifully to vocabulary enrichment, as the students have to learn action verbs such as click, scroll, insert, open, etc. It is also great for listening skills, as you give instructions on what to do first, next, after, left, right, top, bottom. It is a meaningful way for students to learn something new that they will be using over and over again, and to practice language. They can even give instructions to each other on where to find a document or how to create a template. The second tip is use Canva to assign projects. For example, my newcomers learned about food this year, and their project was to create a restaurant menu. So they didn't have to engage in elaborate graphic design. They chose templates in Canva and created their own menus using the vocabulary we have learned in class. When I assigned a project for my class about to do some research and presentation about their country and language, the tools that they could use were kind of open-ended. If they wanted to use Canva, they could choose it. If they wanted to use Google Slides, they could choose it. There's other platforms that I haven't used lately, but many students chose Canva because it really has beautiful layouts, and you can also present right from Canva. You don't even need to download it to your computer. And tip number three is there are some other ideas for using Canva in class is, for example, if you have students do research, you can have them synthesize the information in a short video or presentation. Students can create graphics for your classroom. They can create posters and do so much more. So I really like how you can learn language, but also like be creative. And I have a lot of creative souls in my class, so this works beautifully for them. And the third tool that I wanted to share with you today and that I use regularly in my classroom is Pear Deck. Now, Pear Deck is a web-based application for schools and teachers. Now, with Pear Deck, you can create your own interactive lessons by installing a Pear Deck add-on for Google Slides. That way you can present from your own drive and modify as needed. With Pear Deck, you can also do a live lesson, or you can create a lesson and then using Pear Deck, assign it to students as homework. Now, to have an interactive live lesson, you can choose how you want to include students. They will have to use a code to get into your lesson, and once they do, it is very easy to use. I've used Pear Deck to conduct class polls, whether it's on something that we want to do outside of classroom, such as a field trip, or maybe we have a class party. We can also do class polls on whatever topic we have at hand. I also have asked students to answer open-ended questions. So, for example, the question is posted on the board, and the students can type in their answers in Pear Deck. And I do like the idea of students responding to a question in writing rather than asking one or two people to say their answer to the whole class, because when everybody answers, I can then gauge better the understanding and the general idea. In addition, Pear Deck has quite a library of flashcards that are great for those content area words, done-for-you lessons, and social-emotional learning resources, which truly come in handy, and I really like the social-emotional lessons. So I like to use them, again, daily as check-ins, and they do turn into quite interesting conversations. And students actually like, because the couple of minutes that you spend checking in with them kind of builds that connection and allows them to see that you care, even if it's just for a couple of minutes. So again, I use Google Docs, Canva, and Pear Deck regularly and have found that they truly help me spice up my teaching. As you know, I love to create resources for teaching English learners, and what's great is that these platforms work together beautifully. When I create something in Canva, I can easily save it to my Google Drive. When I want to pull up an image or document created in Canva and use it in Google Slides presentation, it's a breeze. And of course, if I want to make my presentations interactive, I add Pear Deck to my slides. I know that lack of time and headspace for something new is a major pain point for a lot of teachers, so I hope that these three resources will help you focus and will help you get inspired, if not for this year, then for next year for sure. In addition, I have something that will help you reclaim that time and headspace, and that is an essential lesson plan bundle. At the time of the recording of this episode, it is almost the end of the school year, and I know how busy it gets, with the award nights and with the assemblies and field trips and testing and all that. Sometimes it's hard to find time and focus and plan out your lessons. The other day, I took out a calendar and I shared with my students, how much time do you think you have? I asked them. And it turns out that even though on the calendar, it looked like we had a good amount of time, but going through all of the holidays and all of the events happening at school, it turns out it's not as much time. So the lesson plan bundle really will come in handy for you at this time of year. It has come in for me, and it is simple, no fluff, just done for you and easy to implement lessons that can be reused and adapted to your classroom. This bundle is great for the end of the school year, but it is also amazing for you to have throughout the school year because it's not just a very specific lesson for this time of year. So I created it to simplify your life and for you to have something that you can refer to over and over again. So here is a couple of examples of what you will find inside. I have included three choice boards, a weekly choice board, vocabulary choice board, and writing choice board. All come with done-for-you worksheets that accompany all of the assignments. You can assign it and students can choose the activities that they want to do. And I have instructions included as well. I have three short story lessons, Gift of the Magi, The Last Leave, and Lamb to the Slaughter. All are amazing for mixed proficiency classes. So if you have newcomers, if you have beginners, and if you have higher level students in your classroom, these are really high interest stories that work well for this type of classroom. I have short movie lessons with emphasis on literary elements, how to write a paragraph if you want to assign something for the students at the end of the school year, review it. And also, since again, I mentioned that at the time of the recording of this podcast, it's the end of the school year for most of us, I also included a couple of end of the year activities that help both you and your students reflect on the year and practice everything they'd learned. They can write a reflection with a quote, or that you can choose from activities in a packet that is included. All of the lessons were created in Google Docs and can be easily used with Canva and Pear Deck that I talked about in this episode, and I hope you find this useful. So I want to make sure that you check out the lesson plan bundle, which has been a time saver for me and many other teachers over and over again. And I will link all of the resources mentioned in this episode right inside the show notes so you can access them easily. Let us know what you thought of this episode. We always love to hear from our listeners. I love to see positive reviews. I also love to receive emails and Instagram messages and interact with people like this. So if you have something that you want to share with me, I am here. As you know, my mission is to help as many teachers of English learners as possible and make your life easier by providing you with actionable teaching tips, ready-made resources, and meaningful coaching. And again, thank you for listening, and until next time. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. If you loved what you heard today, be sure to do two things. First, make sure to subscribe to the ESL Teaching Podcast so you don't miss an episode. And second, leave a positive review wherever you listen, on iTunes, Spotify, or any other platform. Positive reviews will improve the chances of this podcast to be discovered in the feed and help our fellow ESL ELL teachers. And of course, there's a third thing. If you aren't following me on social media yet, come join me on Instagram at SimplyYevaESL, Facebook SimplyYeva, or connect with me on my website, simplyyeva.com. Thanks again, and until next time.